There is nothing like the sound of a windmill pumping on a breezy day, miles away from anything. It's almost like the thing wants to talk to you. I know they must get a little lonesome out there all by themselves, and they have such an important job to do, too. They bring life-sustaining water up from the depths, and it's cool water in the hot Texas summer. How in the world does it do that? I've fallen asleep next to a windmill. The noise it makes is almost like a song that goes on and on. That sucker rod slides down into the unknown, and then there's the clank. It's coming back up with a load of water. The huge fan moves with the slightest change in the direction of the breeze. This windmill seems to just be alive. And then there's that wooden handle attached to one of the legs of the tower. When you pull that thing down, you can engage the brakes on the pump. It can be a real challenge for a youngster growing up, but it's something that needs doing because the tank is full and you don't want it to run over and waste that precious water. Really, putting the brakes on a windmill can tell you a lot about the condition of the mechanics on top of that tall tower. If it pulls easily and the fan takes its own time to stop, you'll need to crawl up there and check the brakes. You want to make sure you have pliers and a crescent wrench with you when you go up there to make the adjustments. Oh, after you get up there, you discover a toolbox nailed to the walkabout. Well, how clever. Who thought of that? And it has all the tools you need to work on that windmill. Oh, be careful while you're up there. That little stretch of rope in that toolbox is to tie the thing off so it doesn't swing around and knock you off the perch. This story can really go on and on, but it may be boring for you because all of you have climbed to the top of that windmill, haven't you? Well, if you haven't, I must say you have really missed a good part of life.